This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's turn to address the U.N. General Assembly comes today with pre-recorded remarks that he says include a strong message on China. Julie Walker has this report.
Trump is addressing the U.N. General Assembly today in a pre-recorded speech because the annual gathering of world leaders is being held virtually due to the pandemic. The White House has not previewed his speech, but yesterday the president told reporters he'd have a strong message for China, where the first cases of COVID-19 were reported. Trump is not popular at the United Nations, and his speech this year comes at a time when U.N. members are pushing back against Washington. On Monday, Trump declared that all U.N. sanctions against Iran have been reimposed, a move that most of the rest of the world rejects as illegal. Other leaders on the agenda for opening day include the Chinese, Russian, and Iranian presidents. I'm Julie Walker.
Now, President Trump has coupled his coronavirus complaints against China with those targeting the World Health Organization. He's cut funding to the UN agency while accusing it of being too close to China and saying it neither did enough to curtail the outbreak in its early days. The top U.S. public health agency stirred confusion by posting and then taking down an apparent change in its position on how easily the coronavirus can spread from person to person through the air. But officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say their position has not really changed and that the post last week on the agency's website was an error that has been taken down. Dr. Jay Butler, the CDC's Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases, says it was an honest mistake and that it happened when a draft update was posted before going through a full editing and an approval process. This is VOA News. The White House is urging governors to put aside politics and help promote the awaited coronavirus vaccines as safe and effective. From the Associated Press, Jackie Quinn has this.
On a call with the nation's governors, Vice President Mike Pence urged they use their bully pulpits to help reassure the public that vaccines will be safe after a quick but rigorous vetting by the Food and Drug Administration. Pence says his request is non-political, acknowledging the tension of this election season, but vowing no corners will be cut to approve a vaccine. In the private call obtained by the Associated Press, the vice president says the administration doesn't want people undermining confidence in the process. Meanwhile, Connecticut's Democratic governor has created a scientific advisory panel in his state to validate the safety of any vaccines that are released. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned Britons that they should not expect to return to a normal social or work life for at least 6 months, as he announced new restrictions he hopes will suppress a surge in coronavirus cases.
We will extend the requirement to wear face coverings to include staff in retail, all users of taxis and private hire vehicles, and staff and customers in indoor hospitality, except when seated at a table to eat or drink.
The size of weddings is being cut to 15 people, and a plan to bring spectators back into sports stadiums is said to be put on hold. The Republican majority in the Senate is pushing for a quick vote on a replacement for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump wants a vote by Election Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will get it.
We're going to vote on this nomination on this floor.
McConnell brought up why there was no vote in 2016 after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
President Obama was asking Senate Republicans for an unusual favor.
McConnell says the president now has the majority party in the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's
an exercise in raw political power.
Schumer says this could have a long-lasting impact.
If a Senate majority over the course of 6 years steals two Supreme Court seats using completely contradictory rationales, how could we expect to trust the other side again?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump met yesterday with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as the conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Russia said Tuesday it'll develop military cooperation with Tehran after the UN arms embargo on Iran expires next month. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.